Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell, a weekly conversation about the things that matter most in our lives with Stace Cargie and Lindy Turner.
Welcome back to another edition of Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell. I am Stace Cargie.
And I'm Lindy Turner.
And this is our weekly conversation about all things that matter, our families, our finances, our faith, our area, our community, really. And Happy New Year. We missed you last week, Miss Lindy.
Oh, I missed you all too, but I also enjoyed the time off. Happy New Year to you too.
I bet you enjoyed the time off. It looked like you were having so much fun, though. You had the grandkids. You had everybody over.
I did. We played and enjoyed all the, you know, new toys from Christmas. Mm-hmm. And, they were out of school. It was great.
I love it. Grandkids are the best.
Yes, they are.
I'm sorry. I love my kids, but, I mean, come on. If you're not making me grandkids right now, we need to get popping.
You've got to pop it like popcorn over your way.
I do. I actually have number 34, a little boy. He is due. We just found out they're bumping his day up.
Okay.
He's a little big. So mama's very grateful. So that should be, I would say, like in the next 2 weeks, we should have number 34.
Oh, my gosh. It's like here. It's here.
I know.
You know, actually, over the holidays, I read something that so speaks to my heart, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to, like, you know, it's going to be pretend tattooed to my soul, because I loved it. It said, being a grandmother is your second chance at being the mother you wish you could have been.
Oh, I love that.
I know, right?
I love that.
it's like, oh, all the things I wish I'd have done differently, except for then, you know, you still get to send them home.
Yeah, it's kind of like New Year's.
Yes.
You know, it's like you get a clean slate.
Yes.
With a beautiful blank canvas, you know, this precious little baby.
Yep.
Just like this precious little year.
Exactly.
It's a clean slate.
It's a new story.
I love that.
I do, too.
And that leads us right into what we're talking about this year, which is, or this week, not this year, but this year too, sure, is resolutions and goals and dreams for 2025. And are you one of those people, do you make New Year's resolutions?
I honestly am not much of a New Year's resolution maker because, you know, I don't like to fail.
Wow. Why are we friends, Lindy? Why? Why are we friends?
I know. So I did it a little more softer way and more short term. Like, for example, like I'm sure many people out there is like, oh, I've got to get more organized. So I have taken some steps. I'm sure that by the time February comes along, I'll be done with that. But, you know, it's just kind of trying to get a little bit more minimalistic and get organized as much as anything. But I've made some steps, so I'm actually quite proud.
So what have you done on the organization front? How are you tackling that?
Well, I started really small, but very, very important. I have reorganized my silverware drawer.
Ooh.
And you know, the drawer that has every, you know, spaghetti thing and all that sort of stuff.
The miscellaneous drawer.
Exactly. Well, it started because my kitchen cabinets are really old, 1977. And so the drawers, the bottom where they've been pulled in and out so much, they kind of, every time you do that, there's like a little sawdust that falls down there. And there's like literally a hole in the bottom. Well, I'm like, okay, that's just going to fall through. So I started with, I bought a bamboo wood, your silverware holder. It's got all those slots.
Shape sorters.
There we go. Well, this one's a little more heavy duty, and it fit in there. And so it made it look better. Plus, I got rid of all the raggedy, this doesn't match. And for Christmas, I actually got some new silverware. I am old, and this is the first time I've ever had matching silverware.
Wow. Wow.
So that was step one, and that worked so well. Then I did the drawer, got another one for, like, you know, the spaghetti mm-hmm. scooper and all that kind of stuff. And then I have, hopefully today will be delivered, like, an organizer for the saran wrap and the lunafoil, you know, when you open that, either drawer, in my case, it's a cabinet that all wants to fall out. I'm determined. I am tired. of the, you know, the catastrophe of falling out when open doors. So
is it one of those ones that you put the, like the saran wrap on, like it looks like kind of like a rolling pin sort of thing, and then everything is nice and placed in those little things?
Yeah, it's not really a rolling pin. It's a slot. It comes out, but they've all got the, like the little sliders,
yes,
where it'll cut them off.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly,
yeah,
what I'm talking about.
It hadn't come yet. I have high hopes for it.
Wow.
High hopes for that. So
I'll tell you,
that's my examples.
Nothing will make me feel worse about myself than watching those videos that I torture myself with on YouTube of the people that have impeccably organized cabinets. You know, I'm sorry if this is you. I'm apologizing as I say this, but sorry, not sorry. Y'all are freaks. If you are one of those people who you open up your cabinet and everything is symmetrical and labeled and perfectly, no, there is some sort of illness that you are battling that I feel for you.
Well, I'm going to speak up for those people. I am not one of them. If there's a can in the cabinet, it's a minor miracle. Mm. However, I do want to speak up for them because I find that awe-inspiring.
I do too.
And frightening at the same time.
Exactly.
But I know that is a stress relief for them, and that gives them peace. So hats off to them.
I aspire to be crazy like that. I truly do. And like you, I took one small step. Because, you know, I've delved into this whole world, and it is a world of sourdough. It is a whole thing, right? You can't just like tip your toes. You're all in. So I got two those like Tupperware container things.
Right.
One is the really tall one for my AP, my all-purpose flour.
Uh-huh.
And then one is the short one for my organic bread flour. Because this is very important when you're dealing with sourdough. You have to be very mindful of what your starter wants.
Right.
So that's as organized. And I got a little jar for my sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So that's as far as I've gotten in. But when I watch those videos and I see people with those kitchens and they've got the baskets and the super freaks who have the jars,
right,
with all the different rainbow candies and everything. I want to be that person. I have that illness. I just don't have the connective tissue to be able to put it all together.
There you go.
But man, oh man. It's little steps, right?
Yes.
Did you feel great now?
I think so. I mean, you know, it makes me happy when I pull out the drawer. And I'm not sure if I'm happiest because, you know, it doesn't look ratty. I mean, and, you know, there's matching silverware and there's a place for it. And it really doesn't take as much room. So that makes me happy. Back to your organization. I have a dear, dear friend who, you won't be surprised to learn, is a CPA. But, you know, she loves to cook.
Mm.
I mean, you know, this woman has her act together.
Oh, I aspire.
And all her spices are alphabetized.
Oh, Lord.
Alphabetized. And, you know, I consider myself, I pat myself on the back because I have them corralled in two cabinets. So that's a win.
You're
for
a better
me.
Woman than me.
You know, they're two cabinets. Why are they in two cabinets? Because they won't fit in one.
That's right.
but yeah, no, not alphabetized at all. That part, I can't go there. Every once in a while, I'll try to get really fancy and like the canned goods, to have it to where the labels are pointing out.
Ooh.
To where, you know, you can see what kind of soup it is without picking the can up and turning it around.
See, now Gary, my husband, he is that guy. He is one of those people that he is all about the cans all being stacked properly and the pots and pans all being stacked properly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just lucky that when I put my, because I cannot stand a dirty kitchen. Like, that's my thing. I have to do dishes every night and blah, blah, blah. But you're just lucky that I got the pan in there without everything coming crashing down on me. That's a win. So I take those little wins as they come. But man, oh man, to be able, when I put that flour in those little Tupperwares, that made me, again, like you said, it made me happy.
Right.
It made me feel more organized.
Right.
It made me feel calmer in my brain.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
So I think it's that we tend to look at resolutions as an all or nothing, right? We're either going to lose that 10 pounds or we fail. Just like you said earlier, I don't like to do resolutions because I don't want to fail.
Right.
But I think it's more about we need to change the mindset of instead of exasperating the losses and the failures.
Right.
Honoring, appreciating, acknowledging, and celebrating the little wins.
Exactly, because little wins are wins.
That's right.
You know, it's the thing to do. My son, when he was young, you know, he wanted to be the best.
Yes.
And if he wasn't the best in whatever it was, then he felt like a complete failure. And it was a never ending, you know, it's like there can only be one number one.
That's right.
But what is number one?
That's right.
You know, so it's the little wins that are really important. You know, if you stroke the I fail, then you'll get more I fail. If you stroke the ooh, look what I did, then you'll get more ooh, look what I did, and I feel better about that. And we can help teach people. One more little story, and then I'll hush with this with my New Year's resolution thing, because it is still my not real resolution, but my journey, my January journey. I'm gonna call that my January journey.
Oh, hashtag January journey.
Exactly. I also got a new, you know how you have the utensils that are, you know, on the countertop or wherever, you know, the long things. So not only do I have a drawer, I also still have a bunch of those on the countertop.
Yes.
However, I've always had like Crocs. They're different. Two Crocs plus my from my grandmother. I had these two vases that hang on the wall, and they're like over my kitchen. So at any rate, I bought one container that has four sections.
Ooh.
It's really pretty. It's like, you know, wood. It was like $25 to sit on the counter. I thought, okay, I look at that. It's not as wide as the Crocs, and I believe I could get everything in there. It came last night.
Oh,
ooh,
fun.
Ooh, ooh. So before supper, I put, so there's like all the silver, quote unquote, stainless steel things in one section. Then there's a section for all the black plastic. Mm-hmm. And there's a section for all the red silicone. And then there's a section for the wooden spoons.
Love it.
I know. And my husband at supper, he's like, is that new thing you bought? I said, yes. I said, do you notice a theme? When you look at it, do you see a theme? He said, silver, black, red, wood. I said, exactly. So when you put the dishes away,
oh my God,
does that bring any ideas of where they might go?
It's perfect. It's genius.
Right? I was so proud of him because he's like, oh, okay, I get it.
I've got to find this little shape sorter thing that you speak of because that's life changing.
It really is. And it really doesn't take as much room.
I love that.
Because it's more shallow. So it gives me more counter space. I'm on a roll.
You really are. I'm so impressed right now. I'm like, now my mind is swimming to where can I find that shape sorter because I really need that in my life. Going back very quickly about the wins and about what you were talking about with your son, it reminded me of an interview I saw a million years ago with Michelle Kwan. Remember Michelle Kwan?
Oh, yeah.
Amazing
ice skater.
Amazing ice skater. And she had placed third. So she'd gotten the bronze.
Right.
Because she struggled at the Olympics.
Yes, she did.
The whole time since she was there. So, and everyone was making a big deal. Oh, she lost the gold. And she said, you know, I didn't lose the gold. I won the bronze.
Exactly.
And I was like, yes, you did.
Yes.
You know, how amazing is that accomplishment to get a bronze Olympic medal or a silver? I mean, that's freaking awesome, right?
Or to get to the Olympics. Oh,
exactly. Just to be able to be on that plane, right? You know, with everybody else is amazing. And again, it was the media, you know, going back, well, she lost the gold and she choked at the Olympics. No. She won the bronze.
Yes.
And that's an amazing feat. You know what? You won a gold medal in your kitchen. And it shows in your demeanor. It shows in that your spirit, right?
Right.
So there's other events still to go. And this is not just about organization. This is not just about, you know, I've got to lose 10 pounds this year. This is about every aspect of our life. And how can we take those things that we would love to change and do them without beating ourselves up.
Without beating ourselves up. And also, because I'm sitting here going, you know, it's like, oh, spending money. However, yes. But as we transition and talk about the new year and things, the reality is I set myself a limit and for making those changes. And I've stopped. That's it. I'm not buying anything else because I need to live within my budget. And I still, I feel okay, even though I still really need new kitchen cabinets. You know, that is not in the budget for, you know, a few years. So I'm positive about the direction. I set a budget. I've stayed within the budget, and it's still January. And that's really how to keep a positive momentum going is set some goals. They don't all have to be over the moon goals. And I think that's a good place to start our year.
I do too. And talking about money and budgets and how do we look at our spending habits and how can we maybe look at 2025 and say, perhaps I need another set of eyes to look at my budget. Perhaps I need to plug some holes in my financial boat. There's a lot of really cool things as we're looking at resolutions to see as opportunities to improve not just our health, but our financial health, which has a huge impact on our physical health and our mental health.
It does.
I know for a fact that when I am stressed out about money, I have a hard time focusing on much of anything else. It can spiral very quickly, you know, and so being able to say, I need another set of eyes, I need a professional to maybe help me, is just like saying, I'm having a mental health struggle. I need a counselor perhaps to talk to about this, or I'm not feeling well. I need a professional. I need to go to a doctor and find out why I feel the way I do. It's the same thing with your financial health. And
it is.
I think we tend to forget that because nobody wants to feel like, oh, you know, I want somebody else taking over my money. That's not what we're talking about. But financial fitness has an impact on everything that we do in our daily lives.
It does. And I know, well, my own self, I mean, you know, it's like, here we are, it's like, okay, Christmas is over. And I'm like, did I stay within the budget I set for spending for Christmas? I did not. I regret to inform myself. I did not.
Right.
But, you know, I'm not going to beat myself up over it. I'm, you know, it's like, but, that's water that's under the bridge. Now what can I do about it? So, and there's lots of things I can do about it. So it's just have to make, you know, I know that I need to make changes. And it's good to know you're not the only one.
Amen.
You know, we might just all be honest. Most of us are in the same boat. You know, would I do it differently if I went back? Probably not. I have to be honest. I probably wouldn't do it any differently. But now, January, February, March, April, you know, I have a chance to regroup, think differently, and still feel really good about where we can be and where we can go. So
small changes.
If anybody's out there struggling, because you know, I know I not only do I anticipate there are, because in the line of work we are, we feel you.
We see it.
We know you're there. It's important to know you're not alone.
That's right.
As in the only one in that kind of boat, and you're not alone because we can help. And there are people that can help.
So what can we do? That becomes the question, right? What can we do? What's a quick one thing that comes to the top of your mind, Lindy? If there's one thing that I can do today, if I'm saying, you know, I'm feeling a financial pinch, what is the number one thing that I can make, the change I can make today? First thing that comes to your mind.
Make contact. Well, I guess number one is recognize it. Look it in the mirror, look it in the face and say, today I see it, and I'm going to do something about it. So, because if you wait to make contact till tomorrow or the next day, you probably won't.
Mm-hmm.
You'll probably forget.
Mm-hmm.
You'll just keep pushing it off.
Yep.
And, you know, because none of us like to face unpleasant realities.
Yeah.
So that would be my suggestion. You know, too many folks think, okay, well, I've got to get organized. I've got to get this together and that together. Well, you will at some point. But number one, reach out, make contact. That way you've got an accountability buddy
yes.
who is in the positive place with you yep. and where you want to go.
Yep. It's a big elephant, right?
It is.
To shove down your throat all at once.
Exactly. So and how do you eat an elephant?
One bite at a time.
I love that. I use
one
that all the time.
One bite at a time. So one of the things that I did, and, mm-hmm. and this kind of smacked me upside my head in December, was my husband had another health scare.
Mm.
And I had to really stop and think, okay, my husband is 16 years older than I am. That's right off the, I mean, that's reality is reality.
Reality is
right?
reality.
As my husband says a lot, I've got a lot more future behind me and past. What has he says? He says it much more eloquently than I do. I've got much more past than future.
Mm,
says.
Yeah.
So, and you know, he's not being morbid. He's just being realistic. You know,
right.
this is how am I going to spend my next however many years that I'm blessed with.
Right.
Days, weeks, months, years. So he had a health scare, and I went back. And luckily for me, it was that time of year where we could make changes to our insurances. And I reached out to our human resources specialist, Laura, who mm-hmm. I love, and she's a genius. And I know you know her very well because I believe you gave birth to her. But she's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So I contacted Laura and said, hey, you know, can you get me in contact with our insurance person? Because I think I need to make some changes. And that was the first thing that I did. And I knew that we were getting a cost of living increase. So mm-hmm. I knew that there was going to be a little bump to my income. I could have said, hey, woohoo, more money for me at the end of the day. But I was really proud that I stopped myself at that point and kind of figured out, okay, so this is going to net about this much to my paycheck. So this gives me some leverage to look at my insurances and to increase some things
mm-hmm.
because I have to be thinking on those lines at this stage in my life. This is where I'm at. And that's exactly what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And made those changes. And I was really grateful for that. And, you know, it didn't help me, obviously, for December. But looking ahead, I know that I've got some protections that I didn't have before. And that gives me peace of mind. That was
exactly.
a small bite of that elephant.
Right.
That looking ahead to the future is an investment piece, right?
Yes.
So that was number one. So the second thing that I did was I looked at my bank statements. Now, one of the things that I spend my discretionary income on is travel. Anyone who knows me knows that's my thing. That is my decompression, and this is budgeted, and this is something that I have to do for my mental health.
Right.
Because I will work, and then I just need to just downtime. And
I resemble that remark.
Right. And I know you're kind of the same way.
Exactly.
And we even work on vacation. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot more to that. But being able to say, okay, so I'm not going to cut my travel budget.
Right.
What can I cut to offset my travel budget?
Right.
That's where my head was at. So I started again looking at the bank statements, and I've been very intentional. My husband and I have been very intentional over the last 6 to 12 months about cutting out our eating out
mm-hmm.
and meal planning and couponing. I'm an avid couponer. I don't believe in cutting corners when it comes to quality.
Right.
So I need to figure out how to save money on what I do buy.
Right.
So coupons are a fantastic way. There's a lot of really great sites. The Crazy Coupon Lady, Crazy with a K, is a great place to start. Southern Savers. You can YouTube. There's a lot of really great opportunities for couponing and to get you started on that. So that I have a pretty good handle on, but I decided to be more intentional about that.
Right.
And then the other thing that I was looking at was our subscriptions.
Yep.
Right. And realized, why are we paying for two of this service? And why are we paying for two of this? And we don't use this.
Right.
But somehow what happens is when you're watching TV and you click on something, next thing you know, you're being billed for it automatically every month.
Right.
So, again, being intentional and looking at where our outgo was. And this is something that is easier for me to do because I kind of know those strategies as a HUD certified housing counselor.
Right.
But I understand that my husband's not.
Right.
So if this were him, pick up that phone, call Clinch Powell, get on the phone because we have two of the best
HUD
certified housing counselors in the world. And let me tell you, one of their names is not Stace. These two are amazing,
yeah.
Right? These two, they're completely non-judgmental. I hear that time and time again,
yep.
That our clients that do their pre-purchase home buyer education, they say it time and time again. They were so great, so grateful to have these two ladies look at their budget and not tell them what to do, but be that extra set of eyes.
Exactly. And like I was saying, you know, having a mirror, that you don't really know, you know, that you can be honest with and they can be honest with you, because that really is important. And sometimes, while, you know, we all know, you know, in your head, you may not know exactly how many subscriptions, I resemble that remark, but you know you have a lot,
yeah.
And you know that is an area that you could look at, kind of thing. But having someone, you know, or all of us just to say, look, I've walked in these moccasins, and I think that's why so many of our services are so good,
yeah.
Is because our people, our folks have experienced where a lot of other folks are,
yeah.
And they manage to get out, and they want other people to win too. We
yeah.
all want other people to win it also. And that's really helpful. And sometimes, I mean, even when you are looking, you can stare at it all day long and it not connect,
yeah,
you know,
right.
until somebody says, huh, well, you know, have you tried this?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, different thing, and they, if they don't, and they're not just a one trick pony. Different things work for different folks.
That's right.
We all learn differently. We react differently, and there's different ways to go about it. And they, you know, there's a lot of practice what you preach. I know we have one of them, and she's on this. I can't remember now what you call it, but it's in January. She's not buying anything.
Oh,
no
the
groceries.
No spend January. Yeah,
oh, no,
I've heard about
yeah,
that.
Something
yeah.
like that. No
yeah.
spend January.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Of course, she's, you know, she's a one-person household.
Right.
I think that'd be a little easy. Although it's still not easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, that's still not yeah. easy. But she's avid.
Yeah, she is.
She is avid
she is
about
a little,
it.
Yeah, she is.
To see if she can do it. So that makes sense.
And you know what? That's awesome. That's fantastic.
It is.
It's like the people that can do the envelope system.
Right.
That ain't me. If I had a bunch of envelopes with cash in it, that would not go well for Stace at all.
Me either.
You know, it just wouldn't. So again, like you said, it's looking at things differently. It's looking at things that work. So we're bringing this up now, as we've just got a couple minutes left in the show. We're bringing this up now because we know that with the economy the way it's been, we've got a new administration coming in. We've got some changes that are on the horizon. We don't know. There's a lot that we just don't know as we're moving forward in 2025.
Exactly.
So if you find yourself feeling like the water's coming up a little too high on your head, before you start to drown,
exactly,
we can throw you a life raft, right? We can throw you that buoy to hold on to and grab onto.
And at the end, you can have a boat.
That's right. That is exactly right. Before, you know, you get to that point where, you know, you're looking at really drastic measures. My girlfriend, my best friend, is going through something, and she's been very intentional about her savings. And one of the first things she asked me was, should I stop my 401k? And I said to her,
no.
Absolutely. Last resort.
Yeah.
Last resort.
Yeah.
You know, so it's what can we do first and go down the list.
Yeah.
So.
And even if you're not to go, don't feel like you're about to go underwater.
Yeah.
Do you know you want to do better?
We're here.
We're here.
How can they reach us?
And how much does it cost?
Free. Free, free, free.
And you can reach us at 865-828-5927 or go to the website at clinchpal.net and you can find out everything you need to know.
And happy new year. Let's have a healthy, happy, prosperous.
Exactly.
2025. For Lindy Turner and the rest of us at Clinch Pal, I'm Stace Cargi. This is Dollars and Cents on WAEW. We'll see you next week.
Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell airs every Sunday beginning at 1:15 right here on WAEW AM.